Please open your Bibles to the book of Proverbs, chapter 23, your Schofield Reference Bible, page 689. Beginning with verse 19, we'll read through verse 26, the 26th verse being the text verse for this evening's message. We'll read the verses responsibly. Shall we stand, please, all of us standing for the reading of the Word of God? Hear thou, my son, and be wise, and guide thine heart in the way. Be not among winebibbers, among riotous eaters of flesh, for the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe the man with rags. Hearken unto thy father that begat thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. Buy the truth, and sell it not, also wisdom and instruction and understanding. The father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he that begetteth a wise child shall have joy of him. Thy father and thy mother shall be glad, and she that bare thee shall rejoice. My son, give me thine heart, and let thine eyes observe my ways. And let's pray. Father, you've given us a wonderful book here. We trust it completely as thy word. We pray that you'd help us as we hold copies of it in our hands to realize something of what we have. We pray that you'd bless tonight, give us our hearts and minds attention to that which is preached. We pray that you'd give us thy power to grasp the truth and to live by it. Bless our preacher tonight, very especially so in Jesus' name. Amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we come now to preach the book. I pray you to help me as I preach it in a special way tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Let me have someone else talk in my place tonight. I am your heart. I am the seat of your affections. I am that which makes you love, shout, praise, weep, feel. I am your heart. I've spoken of in the Bible, in Romans 10:9, that if thou shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead. You see, unless you believe in your heart, you're not saved. If you believe in your head only, you're not saved, because Romans 10:9 says, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. I'm spoken of in the Bible. I am your heart. In Deuteronomy 6:5, it says, love the Lord thy God with all thine heart. That means that you're, through me, your heart, you're to love the Lord God emotionally. Doesn't mean it's an intellectual love only. It's also an emotional love. In Jeremiah 29:13, search for me with all your heart. In Proverbs 23:7, as a man thinketh in his heart. That's a very interesting verse. Not as a man thinketh in his head, so is he. As he thinketh in his heart, so is he. I thought you only thought with your head, but the Bible seems to say you think with your heart. See, I'm your heart. I want to get back in your life. You've left me out. You neglected me. And I want to get back in your life. In Proverbs 17:22, it says, a merry heart doeth good, like a medicine. And in Proverbs 4:23, keep thine heart with all diligence. Now get it? It says, keep your heart. Don't lose your heart. Don't. Most fundamental churches, they go under because they trade their heart for their heads. And the Bible says, keep thine heart with all diligence. That word keep means to guard. Guard your heart with all diligence. And in Proverbs 23:26, my son, give me thine heart. And then Colossians 3:15, that the peace of God rule in your hearts. I parenthesize to say, our Christianity is gone because we've lost our heart. The reason fundamental churches are empty tonight across America, we've lost our heart. We have a head religion, but not a heart religion. I, tonight, am your heart. It seems that I'm not very popular anymore as your heart. Are you ashamed of me? You've made me almost a recluse. I stay in solitary confinement. I seem to be the black sheep of your personality. You associate me with retardation. I am the David in Jesse's family. When I am visible, I seem to embarrass you, especially in church. If all of a sudden you get happy and lift your hand, it seems to embarrass you because some Pharisees maybe criticize you about it. I'm saying I am your heart, and I am as much a part of your Christianity as your head is. You learn the plan of salvation with your head, but you believe with your heart that God hath raised him from the dead. You know, it might do you good to use me. It wouldn't hurt even the most sane, sensible of you to every once in a while just say, praise the Lord. It wouldn't hurt you at all. But you say, well, I'm not the type. Well, that's why I'm telling you tonight. I am your heart. And I'm as much a part of you as your head is, and it's time you use me. I'm a little jealous of your head. You're not ashamed of your face. In some cases, you ought to be. But you're not ashamed of your face. You're not ashamed of your head. Well, unless you don't have anything up there on top of it. But, you're not ashamed of your of other parts of the body, but you're ashamed of your heart. I'm your heart. Don't be ashamed of me. I want to be a part of you. Why do you leave me at home and you go to church? You take me to the Bulls basketball games with you. And I'll promise you that the people are shouting louder there tonight than they are here. And all they're doing is taking a little round ball and bouncing that ball down there, a bunch of guys in underwear, and throwing it through a hoop. We're preaching from the eternal, never-dying book of God tonight here. I don't understand it. Why is it that you use me more at a little league game than you do at church? I am your heart. Why is it that you use me more and you can get more angry at an umpire than you can the devil? Maybe you think they're one and the same. I am your heart. You use me at ball games. You use me at soap operas. You use me at marital, when you have marital problems and you get to fussing. You use me when you have your fights at home. Why don't you take me to church with you? You use me at high school basketball games. You even use me on occasion at weddings and funerals. You use me, you take me to the county fair with you. I'm your heart. You take me to Six Flags. You take me to hockey games and football games. Why don't you take me to church? Does that well-known gambler, Michael Jordan, excite you more than Jesus Christ? Hello. Does TV excite you more than the Bible? Does earth excite you more than heaven? I am your heart. All I want to do is go with you to church. You leave me at home. You take me most everywhere else. Does earthly life excite you more than eternal life? Does committing sin excite you more than forgiven sin? Does that well-known father of an illegitimate child named Scottie Pippen excite you more than Lee Robertson? Hello. Does that queer Dennis Rodman excite you more than Tom Malone? If you're home tonight watching the Bulls, would you cheer more, or are you cheering more here? I'm your heart. I got you where the hair is short tonight, don't I? Does the NBA trophy excite you more than the crowns at the judgment seat of Christ? Do the bodies of half-naked women stir you more than the souls of a lost world? Or does the prince stir you more than the Prince of Peace? Or does religious rock stir you more than Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me? Do a few men in their underwear on a basketball court interest you more than the saints of God in robes of righteousness? I'm your heart. I'm lonely. Remember me? You used me when you got saved. You had to or you didn't get saved. You didn't get saved by the head saying, yes, I believe that there's a God. I believe the Bible is true. Yes, I believe that Jesus came and Jesus died and Jesus rose. And I believe that I am a sinner and I am trusting Jesus as my Savior. Somewhere in there, you had to get your heart, because the Bible says, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. Remember me? You used me as a child. Remember me? You used me in your courtship. Remember me? You used me when you first got saved for a while. The old-timers used me. But the universities, Bible colleges, and cemeteries have neglected me and even ridiculed me, and they don't use me anymore. And they're turning out a bunch of so-called preachers that don't know how to preach the way out of a paper sack, because they don't have a heart. I'm your heart. I remember the shouting Methodists using me, but they don't use me anymore. Now they're the gambling Methodists, bingo Methodists. I remember the old days. I remember Billy Bray used me, the old Cornish coal miner. I recall he used to walk down the street and he'd shout and praise the Lord and just say, glory to God, I'm saved. And somebody would say, Billy, shut up, man. And Billy would say, I can't shut up. Every time my left foot hits the ground, it says, glory. My right foot says, praise the Lord. I can't shut up. I remember when I was walking Billy Bray one time down close to a railroad track. Some guys got together and decided to scare Billy Bray, the shouting Cornish coal miner. And late at night, one of them said, Billy, this is the devil. Over here behind the tracks, other side, this is the devil. And Billy Bray said, well, glory to God. Hallelujah, devil. I did not know that thou wast so far from me. Just kept on shouting. I'm your heart. Was Billy Bray more saved than you? I am your heart. Why don't you take me to church? You take me to the picture show. You take me to the television set. You take me to the amusement park. You take me to the ball game. You take me to the baseball game. You don't take me to watch the Cubs. Why don't you take me to church? I remember Uncle Bud Robinson used me. I wish they'd use me like they used to use me. Uncle Bud Robinson was in the hospital. And he was a shouter. And the Catholic priest came, the Holy Father came visiting. And Uncle Bud Robinson he has a record he made, and he told on his record about this. He had a lisp in his voice, and he said, I was in the hospital. Said the Holy Father, he came in. He came over where I was, Holy Father. He came up and he said, Uncle, Mr. Robinson, anything you want confessed to me? And I said, yes, I'd like to confess something to you, Holy Father. He said, you go ahead. I said, Holy Father, I want to make this a secret between you and me. Just put your ear right down here close to my mouth so you can hear me real well. Holy Father put his ear right down there, and I said, well, glory! Praise the Lord! I'm saved and sanctified and on my way to heaven. So that time I thought the Holy Father, he'd run down the hallway. I'm your heart. I miss you. I was betrothed to your mind, but we've been divorced, it seems. I miss men like Dr. Charles Weigel. I miss the old circuit-riding preachers. I miss the old camp-meeting, Brush Arbor kind of preachers. I miss times in the old-fashioned shouting Methodist meetings. I'm your heart. I used to go to church. Now I'm locked in the basement. I'm chained at home. Take me to church. But you say, wait a minute, I'm not that type. Oh, everybody has a heart. But you say, I'm not the emotional type. No, you're either the type that takes me where you go or you don't take me where to go, because everybody has a heart. And my God said, give me thine heart. Love me with all thy heart, thine heart. So when you love God, you don't say, I love thee. Holy, holy, the Lord is in his holy. Put your heart in it. Hey, young folks, listen to me over here. This is church. Bring your heart to church with you and behave while you're in church. I'm your heart. I remember years ago when I used to dwell with people. Oh, I'm still invited to a few churches, like First Baptist. But in most churches, I was asked to leave when the seminary bred and Bible Institute preachers came to pastor the churches after the old men passed off the scene. Oh, the old country preachers had a heart. I lived in the old country preachers, but this new modern, newfangled bunch, I don't live in them. They've been taught by a bunch of dead, dusty, dry theologians that I embarrass them, and they're not supposed to use me. But I want to tell you something. The reason churches are empty tonight all across America is because the heart's been taken away. They've been taught by a bunch of theologians who never met me that I'm unstable and irreputable. Boy, I used to enjoy sharing the pulpit with those old-timey leather lung, window rattling, shingle pulling, barn storming, hell, fire, and damnation preachers. I'm the heart. I used to enjoy sharing the pulpit with old fellows that we talked about heaven. Tears of joy and shouts came from their voices. They talked about hell. There was a burden and a brokenness. They talked about sin. There was an anger. And they talked about the devil. There was fury. They had heart back in those days. And there's nothing wrong with our churches that couldn't be cured by getting the heart back behind the pulpit again. I'm your heart. Since this little crowd of ear-tickling, back-scratching, nickel-nipping, soft-soaping, pink-tin, lemonade, compromising preachers came in, I've been barred from pulpits. Yes, I'm invited to charismatic churches regularly, but I don't enjoy it. Because without the head working with me, I don't like to shout over false teaching. And quite frankly, I get a little upset over folks that don't know they're saved and kept saved using me more than folks that know they're saved. I am your heart. And I can't understand why the hearts of folks that are holding on, hanging on, would shout more than those who are being held by the mighty hand of Almighty God. I'm your heart. Since I left, and have been left, there are a lot of changes taking place. Without me, they invented some false Bibles. They didn't have when they used me. Without me, they made light of the blood of Jesus Christ. Without me, they've taken old-time soul winning and traded it for lifestyle evangelism, whatever that is. Since they've lost me, they've traded their old-timey songs for a few newfangled anthems. Without me, evening church services are disappearing. And the reason they're disappearing is because these folks that go to these liberal churches that have no heart, they don't want any more of that. And if I went to one of these churches that was formal, I'd be home watching the Bulls tonight too. But I can get more excited than Michael Jordan can.
You see, since they left me, crowds have diminished. America has deteriorated. Churches are dying. Public schools have to have policemen walking the halls to guard the safety of the teachers. 1 million or 2 million illegitimate babies are born out of wedlock every year, and over 1 million abortions every year. Babies murdered in every city in America. We lost our heart, we lost our country, we lost our decency, we lost our joy, we lost our character, we lost our integrity, we lost our honor, we lost our patriotism, we lost everything. Ladies and gentlemen, get your heart in whatever you do.
Since I've been exiled, churches are dying. Altars are empty. Baptistries are drying. Preaching is dead. Bible's a mathematics book. Prayer's a ritual. Soul winning is history. Marriages are failing. Divorce is rampant. Sermons are changed for lectures. Revival meetings are changed for bingo parties. Tonight, while I'm standing right here, there are churches on Sunday night playing bingo. Why don't they fire that reverend they've got and call an old-fashioned man of God who's been called of God, who's got some heart, open the Bible, and let her rip again like they used to.
I'm your heart. Since I was exiled, Sunday night preaching has been changed for vespers at some universities. I won't call him by name, but one's named after a famous evangelist. And I would not give you one red cent, not one red cent, for a school that calls itself Christian, whose students are right tonight not at church, not required to go to church.
You know why? We've lost our heart. And by the way, those same schools, try saying amen in chapel and see what luck you have. We've lost our heart. We've lost our zeal. We've lost our thrill. We've lost our excitement. We've lost our tears. We've lost our amen. We've lost our shout. We've lost our hallelujah. Get your heart back.
Without me, New Testament church has been traded for the campus church. Old-time religion has been exchanged for newfangled religion. Your churches need me. I'm your heart. Your churches need me. Your colleges need me. You say, well, now, wait a minute. College is an intellectual center. Yeah, but my Bible says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And fear is an emotion of the heart.
Your churches need me. Your colleges need me. I'm your heart. Your pulpits need me. Your seminaries need me. Your Bible institutes need me. When Methodism lost me, they died. When Presbyterianism lost me, it died. When the Lutherans left the heart of a Martin Luther, they died. When the Presbyterians left the heart of a John Calvin, they died. When the Methodists left the heart of a John Wesley and a George Whitfield, they died. For every great move of God was started by the head and the heart. And every great move of God died when the head lived and the heart was left alone.
But I guess the thing I miss most is you. I'm your heart. You've neglected me. You've overlooked me. Truth is, you seem to have forgotten me. There was a day when, I'm talking to you personally now. I'm not talking about the Methodists and the Presbyterians and the Lutherans. I'm talking about you personally now. I'm your heart. You have neglected me. How long has it been since you took me somewhere? How long has it been since you let me lead you to shout? How long has it been since you let me lead you to weep? How long has it been since you led me to lead you to weep over a lost sinner? How long has it been since you led me to get you excited for the fact that your name is written in heaven? I miss you. I'm your heart. I miss you. I was so happy when we were together. Please let me back in. I can enrich your marriage. I can change fussing to Gucci Goo. I can change fighting to lovey-dovey. I can change a peck on the cheek to a doozy. I can change a lover's quarrel to lover's lane. You tried counselors. Why not try letting me back in? You tried psychologists. Why don't you try letting me back in? You tried psychiatrist. Why don't you try letting me back in your marriage? Let me tell you, as your heart, about one of these men that is a full-time marital counselor. I know him personally. At one time, I was his pastor. He married, became a pastor. I preached for him. They took a 14-year-old girl into their house to live with them. Get this now. This pastor, whom I knew, ran off with this 14-year-old girl, left his wife, and ran off with the 14-year-old girl. He came back to his wife, later on divorced his wife and married again. He's no longer a pastor, he's a marital counselor. I mean, makes his living as a marital counselor. That's almost as bad as folks not even been married trying to tell you how to be married. Now what I'm trying to tell you, you get your heart back in your marriage, it'll beat the counselor that ran off with a 14-year-old girl. And I'll tell you something else too. A heap of these marital counselors are nothing more than a bunch of failures and flop that didn't have their heart, and they couldn't preach a play out of a paper sack. And to make a living, they had to either be a marital counselor or go to work for a living, and they didn't want to go to work, and so they're frauds is exactly what they are. Get your heart back in your marriage, it'll change it. I'm your heart. Let me in, Reverend. Come down from your Pharisaical, ecclesiastical pedestal. Let me back in. Let me in, doctor. I lived in Dr. Luke. Let me in, housewife, lawyer, businessman, factory worker, intellectual. Let me in. I am your heart. I want to be your best friend. You need me. I have warm and happy times I want to share with you. Why do you shut me out? Are you ashamed of me? I'm your heart. Are you afraid that I will lead you to make a rash decision? Let me remind you that every decent decision you ever made, we made together. When you decided to get married, I helped you. Remember? Your mind and I were in you, out underneath the stars, and you were swinging together. And you looked at her and said, fill out this application. She said, do you love me? Weight, height, IQ, address, farm employees, how many husbands? That's not the way you got married. I was there. And you looked at her and saw the moon reflecting, the stars reflecting in her eyes. And you looked at her and you were tingling. Oh, I made you tingle. I was there. And you decided to get married and I helped you decide. When you got saved, I helped you get saved. I want to come back. I want to give you joy and excitement and thrills and happiness.
I want to put the tingle back in life. I want the love to come back and the joy to come back and the shout to come back. Let me come back. I'm your heart.
You seldom let your friends see me. We need each other. We were meant for each other. I can transform your preaching, preacher. I can make you interesting again. I can bring crowds to come to hear you again. I'm your heart. Do you know why you're here tonight instead of watching the Bulls play basketball? Do you know why this house is pretty well filled on a summer night with college out? Do you know why? Because you came to hear an old man who has a heart. You didn't come to hear a lecture on the advantage of transubstantiation over consubstantiation and the substantiation of the two substantiations. You didn't come for that. You came because somebody up here has a heart. That's why you came. I can keep you young. I'm your heart. I can make you love poetry, perhaps even write some. I can renew your laughter and sense of humor. I'm the real you. Be yourself again. Live again. Love again. Feel again. Shout again. Amen again. Praise the Lord again. Worship again. Let me deliver you from those dusty theologians and from your formalism. Let me come back in your life. I can make you enjoy church again. I can make you enjoy preaching again. I can make you enjoy giving again. I can bring you to the altar again. I can make you not want to walk out during the invitation again. I can remind you during church of what's going on at the altar. I can remind you that folks are getting born again, names being written in heaven, sins are placed under the blood, Holy Spirit coming in to live, wasted lives are salvaged and prodigals coming back. I can remind you exactly what's going on at the altar, and I can get you excited about it like you used to be. I can make you realize what you have. I can remind you that you have eternal life. I can remind you that God is your Father, Jesus is your Savior, Bible's your book, heaven's your home, Holy Spirit's your power, rapture is your blessed hope. I'm your heart. I can give you dreams and hopes and plans. I miss you. I'm tired of being sentenced to the charismatics. I'm weary of getting happy over nothing. I'm tired of running with the Jim Bakers. Famous embezzler who now has written a book on I was wrong so he can make some money. That's where he got in trouble in the first place. I'm your heart. I'm tired of running with the charismatics. I'm tired of running with the Oral Roberts and the Jimmy Swaggerts. And the Benny Hens or Danny Hens or Tammy Faye's and Pat Boone's. I'm your heart. I don't want to shout over error. I want to shout over truth. I want to shout over a salvation that cannot be lost. I want to shout over a salvation that cannot be bought by man. I want to shout over a salvation that cannot be caught. I want a shout over salvation, of justification, imputation, sanctification, glorification. I'm your heart. I'm just busting for you to let me out again. Don't be afraid of me. You weren't before. Don't be ashamed of me. You weren't ashamed of me when you were courting your girlfriend. Remember the night you proposed? You weren't ashamed of me. Don't be afraid of me. Don't be a stranger to me. Go ahead. Weep. Laugh. Cry. Feel. Shout. Raise your hand. Clap your hands. Praise the Lord. And tell the critics to go jump. Tell the theologians to go back to their spiritual mausoleum. Tell the liberal to retreat to his ecclesiastical catacombs. Tell the modernist to return to his internment. And tell the evolutionist to go back to his tree. You'll get that in a minute.
Tell the intellectual to go back to his piltdown grandmother and Neanderthal grandfather. Tell the reincarnationist to go back to being a heifer. And tell the Islam to go back to his coma.
You're not smart enough to get all this deep stuff. I'm your heart. Let me change the sevenfold amen to amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saves a wretch like me. I am your heart. Let me change the Gloria Patri to what a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. I am your heart. Let me change Mass to blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I am your heart. Let me change liturgy to what a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. I am your heart. Let me change the anthem to, there is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its worth. It sounds like music in mine ear, the sweetest name on earth. I am your heart. Let me change religious rock to, there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. I am your heart. So free yourself from the bondage of pride. Learn again to say, I love you. Learn again to say, praise the Lord. Learn again to hug your children. Learn again to kiss your parents. Learn again to be romantic with your mate. And learn to weep and shout and feel and pray and worship. Show me a place in the Bible where God says, give me your head. God wants your heart. Because that's where you love. He wants your heart. The seat of your affection. The place where you feel and love. I'm your heart. I miss you. Won't you take me back tonight? Our Heavenly Father. It's been a long time since that first little sermon I preached years ago. It's been a long time since the Grange Hall Baptist Church. I wish I had a tape of one of those sermons down there. I'd like to see if I had as much heart tonight as I had then. I really believe I do. I've tried awful hard to keep it. I've tried to learn. I've tried to enrich my mind. But not at the expense of my heart.